KVGC News Times, now 7 minutes after the hour. Time for a look at the news. It is a Monday, the 11th day of March for 2019. In the news for today, the California unemployment rate climbed in January, and so did the mother loads. The State Employment Development Department released its report Friday, showing that the state's rate rose from 4.1%, which had held steady since September of last year, to 4.2% in the first month of this year. In January of 2018, the state's unemployment rate was 4.4%. The mother loads numbers also rose. Amador County's rate increased just shy of a percentage point from 3.8% in December to 4.9% in January. Calaveras County's numbers also went up by a point from 3.8% in December to 4.8%. Now, statewide, the largest job gains were in professional and business services with 4,200 jobs. The highest employment decline was in trade, transportation, and utilities, which reported a loss of 7,200 jobs. The county with the highest unemployment rate is Colusa, sitting at 19.6%, while San Mateo had the lowest rate at 2.5%. The national unemployment rate went up to 4% in January from 3.9% in the final month of last year.
Well, the negative impacts of the Highway 16 build-out, again, topic of discussion at last week's ACTC meeting, Amador County Transportation Commission. Now, the presentation highlighted the traffic impacts of the redesign of the Sacramento County portion of Highway 16 and future development on the movement between Amador County and Sacramento. Citing a traffic study conducted by Sacramento County, ACTC highlighted the impacts of development slated for the Highway 16 corridor. Now the control of the road has been given to Sacramento County. Future plans call for the 8.2 miles between Grant Line and South Watt Avenue to have some 35,000 new homes built, or even more. Highway 16 will be converted to 4, possibly 6-lane boulevards, and 8 to 15 new traffic lights would be added. Well, in 2013, it took 12 minutes to drive this stretch of road. With the new traffic lights, it would take an estimated 27 minutes. The current travel time from Plymouth to South Watt is 36 minutes. At full project build-out, travel time would become 64 minutes. The presentation concluded that in full build-out, traffic conditions, the number of winery visits to Amador County from Sacramento County would be cut in half. ACTC has long fought efforts to develop the Highway 16 corridor in Sacramento County, citing the negative transportation impacts on Amador County.
And the City of Jackson Police Department is asking for the public's help in the recent thefts of catalytic converters. There have been 3 recent times that thefts have taken place from vehicles on Broadway. Now, this is just in the past few weeks alone. They occurred within the 200 and 400 blocks of Broadway. The first occurred on or about February 17th at night, and the other two on or about March 2nd, also in the evening hours. The vehicles vandalized were a Toyota Sequoia, a Toyota Tundra, and a Dodge pickup. 2 of the vehicles had 2 converters that were stolen. The value of these ranged from $1,000 to $5,000 to replace. Now, please contact Investigator Doug Gray with the Jackson Police Department if you have any information regarding these thefts.
Well, despite the extremely wet winter, great progress being made on construction of the Valley Springs Health and Wellness Center. At a little over 10,000 square feet and being built at a cost of $9 million, the center is slated to open this summer. The facility will provide general care for the community as a primary care clinic, a family medical center, and will provide internal and pediatric medicine. There will be at least 4 medical doctors employed in the new clinic, including 1 cancer specialist, dentist, and possibly a chiropractor. The technology found in the center will be on par with medical facilities such as Stanford and UC Davis. The center is expected to open in August.
And opening day for Daffodil Hill is still a few weeks off.
Thank you for calling McLaughlin's Daffodil Hill. There is still a ways to go until our flowers bloom. We do not anticipate opening for the 2019 season until sometime in March, and we look forward to seeing you all soon.
Well, the folks at the Hill say they still have a ways to go before they can open for the 2019 season. The snow and rain have delayed the blooming of the flowers and pushed things back, likely as you heard, towards the end of this month. But the wait may not be all that long with good weather and sunshine forecast starting midweek. For the latest news and opening day information, you can call the Daffodil Hill Hotline at 296-7048.
And Volcano Theater Company is holding open auditions for James and the Giant Peach. 10 actors are needed, male and female, 20 to 60, and 9 to 20. Auditions will be held March 17th at 2 p.m., March 12th, 6 p.m. at the Cobblestone Theater in Volcano. Production dates for James and the Giant Peach, June 28th through August 3rd. Scripts are available at the Amador Community Foundation office in the Motherlode Plaza in Jackson. James and the Giant Peach is sponsored by the St. George Hotel.
And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Monday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website. That's KVGCRadio.com.